I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today we will conclude the story written by Steven Rosenfeld, documenting 50 far-right proposals from the 2016 Republican platform that could end up on Trump's desk. Today we will cover proposals 26 through 50. 26. Build a Keystone XL pipeline. The proposal states, the Keystone pipeline has become a symbol of everything wrong with the current administration's ideological approach. After years of delay, the president killed it to satisfy environmental extremists. We intend to finish that pipeline and others as part of our commitment to North American energy security. Dear GOP, you mean as part of your commitment to your benefactors, Big Oil, that big fat wallet you get to sit on, courtesy of the Koch brothers, sure must feel good. And the only thing you have to do to get it is to sell out humanity. You evil bastards can play the morons for their votes all you want, but the damage you are helping to bring to the planet just so you can fatten your wallets and keep your jobs doesn't care about your science-denying nonsense. It's coming, and we know it. History will judge you, and even Hitler will pale by comparison to what you are doing. You will be dead, so you don't care, but your descendants will probably have to change their names. Number 27. Expand fracking and bury nuclear waste. The proposal states, a federal judge has struck down the Bureau of Land Management's rule on hydraulic fracturing, and we support upholding this decision. Dear GOP, they are never activist judges when they rule in your favor, are they? Look at Oklahoma, far from any fault lines, and observe the effects of fracking. It's not a guess. Scientists know what is causing all those earthquakes. The only good news in that story is that Charles Koch will soon have to relocate out of Oklahoma. What I'm waiting for is the hilarious excuse he will use when he does. Their proposal continues. We respect the state's proven ability to regulate the use of hydraulic fracturing, methane emissions, and horizontal drilling, and we will end the administration's disregard of the Nuclear Waste Policy Act with respect to the long-term storage of nuclear waste. Dear GOP, what proven ability? You guys live in an entirely different reality than the rest of us are forced to live in. Maybe it's all that caviar and champagne. Number 28, no tax on carbon products. The proposal states, we oppose any carbon tax. We urge the private sector to focus its resources on the development of carbon capture and sequestration technology, still in its early stages here and overseas. Dear GOP, good point. Don't tax those poor little Koch brothers any more than we already have. That will only force them to hire more accountants and pass the expense on to us. Number 29. Ignore global climate change agreements. The proposal states, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is a political mechanism, not an unbiased scientific institution. Dear GOP, since when do you care about unbiased scientific institutions? Your existence is based on fighting those scientific institutions. The proposal continues. Its unreliability is reflected in its intolerance towards scientists and others who dissent from its orthodoxy. Dear GOP, you use the word orthodoxy to replace the phrase scientific consensus. You certainly are devious little wordsmiths, aren't you? Those unorthodox scientists you refer to are extremely rare, and when the Freedom of Information Act is invoked during an investigation, they are often found to be on your payroll. It is your side that is biased, and that is because you are motivated by money. You lost the scientific debate, so your only hope was in convincing the ignorant masses to trust you instead of the scientists. Sadly, we still live in a world where your tactics are quite successful. The proposal continues. We will evaluate its recommendations accordingly. Dear GOP, no you won't. You've already decided. And that decision was not based on science, but on the money pouring in from big oil. The proposal goes on. We reject the agendas of both the Kyoto Protocol and the Paris Agreement. Dear GOP, what those agreements showed is that other countries are not as dominated by their plutocrats to the same extreme degree that we here in America are. The proposal also states, which represent only the personal commitments of their signatories. No such agreement can be binding upon the United States until it is submitted to and ratified by the Senate. Dear GOP, relax. The 2016 elections in which conservatives gained total control over the U.S. government for the first time in history, meaning all three branches and most state governments, ensures that you will get everything your evil little hearts desire. And in 2020, the ignorant masses will most likely return all of you back to Washington to continue the transfer of wealth from the masses into the bank accounts of the plutocrats. The masses have proven themselves too stupid to deserve democracy. I now understand why we needed kings throughout history. Until the masses acquire the rational thinking skills necessary to defend themselves from the plutocrats, they will continue to bend over, grab their ankles, and beg you to keep driving it home, and not even dare to ask for Vaseline. Number 30. Privatize Medicare, the health plan for seniors. The proposal states, impose no changes for persons 55 or older. Give others the option of traditional Medicare or transition to a premium support model designed to strengthen patient choice, promote cost-saving competition among providers. Dear GOP, gee, you make it sound so great that I can't imagine why anyone would want that old Medicare garbage. Why do I smell a rat? Probably because cost-saving competition is the antithesis of the Republican platform. You promote monopolies, and competition is not part of your agenda, as proven by nearly every piece of legislation that you pass. 31. Turn Medicaid, the poorest health plan, over to states. The proposal states, moving to a block grant approach would allow for state and local governments to create solutions for individuals and families in desperate need of help in addressing mental illness. We respect the state's authority and flexibility to exclude abortion providers from federal programs such as Medicaid and other health care and family planning programs, so long as they continue to perform or refer for elective abortions. Dear GOP, when Medicaid was offered to the states, most of the Republican-controlled states refused the Medicaid expansion, resulting in an additional 10,000 deaths every year. In other words, Republican leaders killed their own people for no other reason than political spite. So you'll have to excuse me for not respecting the state's authority as you do. States' rights are almost always invoked for one reason: to deny equality or benefits to Americans. At least that is how it works in Republican states. Number 32, no increasing Social Security benefits by taxing the rich. The proposal states, as Republicans, we oppose tax increases and believe in the power of markets to create wealth and to help secure the future of our Social Security system. Dear GOP, you left out the most important part. We oppose tax increases for the rich. Do you want me to believe you left that out by accident? However, you are correct about the power of markets to create wealth. But again, that mainly applies to the wealthy. I doubt you will find that many people in the markets from the middle and lower classes. As I recall, the wealthy own about 80% of all stocks. Number 33, repeal Obamacare. The proposal states, Any honest agenda for improving health care must start with repeal of the dishonestly named Affordable Care Act of 2010, Obamacare. Dear GOP, you've been given 7 years to propose an alternative. You have been begged to present an alternative. But the masses will find out the hard way that the reason why you have never presented an alternative is because there is no alternative. The masses didn't appreciate it when they caught a rare break in 2010. They allowed you to propagandize them, and now it is going to be taken away from them. Those who voted Republican deserve it, but I feel bad for all those who will suffer and die because of those ignorant, manipulated morons who handed our government over to the wolves. Number 34, give internet service providers monopoly control. The proposal states, the president ordered the chair of the supposedly independent Federal Communications Commission to impose upon internet rules devised in the 1930s for the telephone monopoly. The internet's free market needs to be free and open to all ideas and competition without the government or service providers picking winners and losers. Dear GOP, how come all organizations that rule against you are either activists, biased, or supposedly independent, while all those who allow you to steal America's wealth are patriots? Ah, monopolies, the trademark of the Republican Party. Number 35, make English the official U.S. language. The proposal states, we both encourage the preservation of heritage tongues and support English as the nation's official language, a unifying force essential for the advancement of immigrant communities and our nation as a whole. Dear GOP, why is that necessary? In practice, English is the official language. So this is just flag waving for the morons, isn't it? Number 36, no amnesty for undocumented immigrants. The proposal states, illegal immigration endangers everyone, exploits the taxpayers, and insults all who aspire to enter America legally. We oppose any form of amnesty for those who, by breaking the law, have disadvantaged those who have obeyed it. Dear GOP, I'll give you credit on the basic concept, but I reserve judgment for specific individual actions. I think Obama was on the right track when he wanted to provide a path for them that did not include allowing them to jump to the front of the line. Number 37, build a border wall to keep immigrants out. The proposal states, our highest priority, therefore, must be to secure our borders and all ports of entry and to enforce our immigration laws. That is why we support building a wall along our southern border and protecting all ports of entry. The border wall must cover the entirety of the southern border and must be sufficient to stop both vehicular and pedestrian traffic. Dear GOP, you know as well as we do that illegal immigration has slowed to a trickle. This is just another dog whistle to rattle the chains of the morons upon whom you depend for their votes. Number 38, require government verification of citizenship of all workers. The proposal states, use of the E-Verify program, an internet-based system that verifies the employment authorization and identity of employees, must be made mandatory nationwide. We reaffirm our endorsement of the Systematic Alien Verification and Entitlements Program to ensure that public funds are not given to persons not legally present in this country. Dear GOP, okay, I'll let you have that one. But again, depending on specifics, I reserve the right to remove my endorsement. So now you have one good one and two decent ones out of 38. You're doing better than I expected. Number 39, penalize cities that give sanctuary to migrants. The proposal states, because sanctuary cities violate federal law and endanger their own citizens, they should not be eligible for federal funding. Using state licenses to reward people in the country illegally is an affront to the rule of law and must be halted. Dear GOP, you should know that a blanket punishment like that is unfair. If there are laws being broken, then we have legal measures in place to deal with it. And in true hypocritical style, you turn against states' rights when it doesn't fit your agenda. Number 40, Puerto Rico should be a state but not Washington, D.C. The proposal states, we support the right of the United States citizens of Puerto Rico to be admitted to the Union as a fully sovereign state. A District of Columbia statehood amendment was soundly rejected by the states when last proposed in 1976 and should not be revived. Dear GOP, it is easy to see why you reject the District of Columbia. It is almost entirely democratic. But denying representation to over 500,000 U.S. citizens is what it means to be a Republican, especially if those citizens are mostly Democrats. Number 41. Support traditional marriage, but no other families. The proposal states, children raised in a two-parent household tend to be physically and emotionally healthier, more likely to do well in school, less likely to use drugs and alcohol, engage in crime, or become pregnant outside of marriage. We oppose policies and laws that create a financial incentive for or encourage cohabitation. Dear GOP, that statement was total bullshit. That is not what studies show. And there is no such thing as traditional marriage. That is simply code for attacking homosexual marriage. I guess those Supreme Court justices, six of them, were all activist judges, huh? That number six just represents those judges for whom human decency and the rule of law, the 14th Amendment, actually matter. The other three were simply trying to push their religious beliefs and failed. What is really sad is that those three Bible thumpers don't even realize that their holy book doesn't support a marriage between a man and a woman as much as it does polygamy. But when these facts are presented to conservative Christians, they just give you that blank, hypocritical stare that means they are trapped and refuse to discuss it. Number 42, privatize government services in the name of fighting poverty. The proposal states, we call for removal of structural impediments which progressives throw in the path of poor people. Overregulation of startup enterprises, excessive licensing requirements, needless restrictions on formation of schools and daycare centers serving neighborhood families, and restrictions on providing public services in fields like transport and sanitation. Dear GOP, regulations are designed by government to protect the masses from the unfettered capitalism which exploits them. Republicans work constantly to remove impediments to profits at the expense of the masses, as that proposal just proved. Number 43, require Bible study in public schools. The proposal states, a good understanding of the Bible being indispensable for the development of an educated citizenry, we encourage state legislatures to offer the Bible in a literature curriculum as an elective in America's high schools. Dear GOP, as an atheist, I have no problem with the Bible being offered as an elective in literature. In fact, there is no better way to create an educated citizenry than by getting Christians to actually read their Bibles and find out all the horrible, immoral, violent crap that is inside them. I would go further and offer a comparative religion class, something I know you conservatives would fight, because that would show everyone that ancient, gruesome, immoral fairy tales are nothing more than ancient, gruesome, immoral fairy tales. Number 44, replace traditional public schools with privatized options. The proposal states, we support options for learning, including homeschooling, career and technical education, private or parochial schools, magnet schools, charter schools, online learning, and early college high schools. Dear GOP, your war against public education has sadly been remarkably successful. Now that you have control of the government, things can only get worse. Your greatest enemy is an educated public. The dumbest rocks in the box vote Republican. Non-college educated people flock to Trump, whose vocabulary was estimated to be at a fourth or fifth grade reading level. To control the masses, keep them buried in their holy books and out of school. There is no better formula. Number 45, replace sex education with abstinence-only approaches. The proposal states, "We renew our call for replacing family planning programs for teens with sexual risk avoidance education that sets abstinence until marriage as the responsible and respected standard of behavior." Dear GOP, already tried and failed miserably. You must know that. Therefore, this point could only be a dog whistle for the evangelicals, who coincidentally top all groups in teen pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. The proposal continues. That approach, the only one always effective against premarital pregnancy and sexually transmitted disease, empowers teens to achieve optimal health outcomes. We oppose school-based clinics that provide referral or counseling for abortion and contraception and believe that federal funds should not be used in mandatory or universal mental health, psychiatric, or socio-emotional screening programs. Dear GOP, but you don't mind federal funds being used to fund your failed abstinence programs, do you? Number 46, privatize student loans instead of lowering interest rates. The proposal states, the federal government should not be in the business of originating student loans. In order to bring down college costs and give students access to a multitude of financing options, private sector participation in student financing should be restored. Dear GOP, I have a better option. We could mimic advanced European nations and free our children from the burden of student loans altogether instead of charging them and making huge profits off them before they even get into the workforce. But if you did that, the masses would become educated and you would never win another election. So that's why you fight all attempts to provide education to the masses. The 2016 presidential election divided America right down the middle along intellectual lines. You were able to take control of the government by conquering the ignorant masses and convincing them to vote against their own interests. Keep up the good work. Your gain is humanity's loss. Number 47. Restore the death penalty. The proposal states, the constitutionality of the death penalty is firmly settled by its explicit mention in the Fifth Amendment. With the murder rate soaring in our great cities, we condemn the Supreme Court's erosion of the right of the people to enact capital punishment in their states. Dear GOP, it's interesting how quickly you people can pivot out of religious mode when convenient. You want Ten Commandment monuments everywhere, which includes the commandment, "Thou shalt not kill," but then you ignore your God and laugh at his commandments when you need to promote your agenda. That's also why you spit in the face of Jesus Christ and everything he ever stood for and pretend like the New Testament never existed. It gets in the way of your prophets. Number 48, dramatically increase Pentagon budget. The proposal states, quite simply, the Republican Party is committed to rebuilding the U.S. military into the strongest on earth, with vast superiority over any other nation or group of nations in the world. Dear GOP, what do you mean rebuilding? It already is the strongest on earth, with vast superiority over any other nation in the world. You people are so fucking crooked, you probably have to pay someone else to call your pets for dinner. Even they don't trust you. The U.S. spends more on military than the next 10 countries in the world combined. We are the only superpower on earth, and you know this. You people are nothing more than shameless shills for the military-industrial complex. But that military money feels great in your wallets, don't it? Number 49, cancel Iran nuclear treaty and expand nuclear arsenal. The proposal states, we should abandon arms control treaties that benefit our adversaries without improving our national security. We must fund, develop, and deploy a multi-layered missile defense system. We must modernize nuclear weapons and their delivery platforms. Dear GOP, see my previous comment. How you are able to fool so many Americans is a testament to the gullibility and stupidity of the dumb half of America, and why you do everything in your power to keep Americans as dumb and obedient as possible. And finally, number 50, reaffirms support for Israel and slams sanctions movement. The proposal states, "We reaffirm America's commitment to Israel's security and will ensure that Israel maintains a qualitative military edge over any and all adversaries. We reject the false notion that Israel is an occupier and specifically recognize that the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement is anti-Semitic in nature and seeks to destroy Israel. Therefore, we call for effective legislation to thwart actions that are intended to limit commercial relations with Israel or persons or entities doing business in Israel or in Israeli-controlled territories in a discriminatory manner. Dear GOP, we are already defending Israel. You don't need a position reiterating what we are already doing." In conclusion, thanks, GOP, for showing America what they did to themselves by turning the U.S. government over to you. Lock, stock, and barrel. The price we pay for that mistake will be disastrous for most Americans, but it will be the biggest windfall that the rich have seen since the bailout in 2008 and 2009. I don't blame Trump, and I don't blame you. There will always be evil, greedy people, and you just happen to be this generation's addition. In a democracy, it is the people who are ultimately to blame. But as the election results showed, the blame falls on only half the people, the ones who refuse to heed the warnings that were ever so clear. Now, we will all pay a very steep price. Rational thinking skills. Getting them to the morons is our only hope, and the sooner we get it to them, the less suffering there will be. So let it be written, so let it be done. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story, smoking damages our DNA, in some cases, permanently. Scientists are learning more about how smoking impacts our health all the way down to our genes, and experts say they're not terribly surprised by new findings that some of the changes to a smoker's DNA appear to be permanent, lingering even decades after the smoker quits. Focusing on DNA methylation, which is what happens when there are changes not to a gene's underlying code, but to how the gene is activated, researchers report that smoking impacts 7,000 genes, or roughly one-third of a person's entire genome. Cigarette smoking continues to be the leading preventable cause of death globally and accounts for 6 million deaths every year. The news isn't entirely grim, though. In looking at the blood samples and smoking habits of 16,000 people across 16 studies dating as far back as 1971, researchers say the vast majority of affected genes return to normal within 5 years of the smoker quitting, as the body tries to heal itself. Another new study finds that quitting smoking cuts lung cancer risk in half, even for those most at risk. But in 19 genes, smoking-related changes persisted for 30 years, including the gene linked to lymphoma. And now we move to the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Barry Goldwater. I will give no biography as he has been previously quoted, other than to note that he was considered to be an ultra-conservative in the 1960s when he ran for president. Here's the quote from Barry Goldwater. "Mark my word, if and when these preachers get control of the Republican Party, and they're sure trying to do so, it's going to be a terrible damn problem. Frankly, those people frighten me. Politics and governing demand compromise, but these Christians believe they are acting in the name of God, so they can't and won't compromise. I know. I've tried to deal with them."
Are you ready, Bruce?